You are listening to The Word with Ware Resources and Publishing, a Wednesday weekly podcast focused on the Word of God through revelation, interpretation, and inspiration of His words. I am your host and CEO, Dave Jr. Ware. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to see a brand new year. Heavenly Father, allowing us to see 2021, Lord God. We know that you know that we've had a lot of struggles in the world, Lord God, in the last past year. But Lord God, we just thank you for allowing us to make it over, Lord God. We thank you because you are a God that is able and you are a mighty God, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you for all the things that you've done, Lord God, and that the things that you're going to continue to do. You don't have to do them, but you do them anyway, Lord God, because you love us, Lord God. And you're trying to teach us, Lord God. And we praise you for that. We praise you for your omnipotence and your all-knowing and your power, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you. Lord God, strengthen us as we continue to work with these podcasts and the listeners continue to listen and make them be blessed, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. And allow all of us to get a clearer understanding of what you're trying to tell us that we need to do and what needs to be done. And all these blessings we ask in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now, I just like to say happy holidays, family. And may you be blessed and prosper in the new year of 2021. You know, I like to start off by saying that this is a wonderful time for a new beginning, a new start. And to give all praises to Mekadishkim, our God that sanctifies. My goodness. See, he is a mighty God. His name is El Elyon, the Lord Most High, Lord on High. He is the author in the finisher of our faith, in all of our most high thoughts, you see. He is the one that is able to lift us up and to keep us from falling into the depths of depression and falling into the quicksand of hopelessness, you know, and not knowing where to turn. See, God said, he said that I am Jehovah Shema, Jehovah Shema. He said, I am here with you. And he is here. He's with us. So now let us continue our conversation about a part of the brain of the cerebral cortex. Now, I'm going to focus on the frontal lobe, you know, particularly the primary motor cortex. Now, see, one of the functions of the PMC, or the primary motor cortex, is able to, the bodily movement, you know, to enable bodily movement. Now, in the book of James, it said that faith without works is dead. And that's James 2:17. You see, here God is telling us that we have to put in that work. You see? See, when the work starts with the thoughts. God gave us these great minds to be able to think and see. The work starts with the thoughts. And then it translates into the movement. You see? See, I'm talking about the primary motor cortex. You see, God is able to perceive our thoughts. I don't think you, God is able to see and perceive our thoughts. You see, and that's in Psalms 139:2. See, he knows our most inner thoughts and our desires. He knows what we need and what we want. See? But God said that we have to put in work. You see? Now, what does that work look like? Is the question. What does that look like? Well, that looks like spending time with God. And a lot of times we don't want to make time for God. But God said, you got to spend some time with me. You know, carving out time so that you can get a better understanding of what I need you to do. This is what God is saying. Said you have to put in that work. That's what the young people say. He said you got to put in that work. See, everyone that is listening to this podcast has a dream. God just said dream the impossible dream. My goodness. So what better way than to align your thoughts and work with God's will. What better way, family? What better way? So you got to put in that work, you see? See, it's the mobility and the movement through the thoughts and into the actions that originate from the primary motor cortex. It's about that movement. Gotta put in it. Put it in. Now he said, don't sit around and think that you can't. That you're stagnant mentally. And for some of the writers, that you might have some type of writer block. He said that's a fabrication from the enemy. God said that you have to put it in, put in that work, put things into motion. You have to put it in. That's what God just said. My goodness. And then he said, once you do that, once you put it in, and you start putting it into motion. He said, now watch what I put out. Watch what it is that I reveal. Praise God, family. He said that I am the prime. You understand what I'm saying? He said the primary motor cortex in your life. He said, I am the primary motor cortex in your life. He said, I am the one that causes movement. And he just dropped a nugget. He said, I am Jehovah Prime. My goodness, Jehovah Prime. He said, I am the best at it. He said, make no mistakes. He said, there are imitators and impersonators, but I am the one who parted the Red Sea. He said, I am the original God. See, family, I'm sharing this with you. Because God said that you need to heed the calling of what he has enabled you to do. You understand? You got to do, if God is telling you to do something, you got to get it done. You have to get it done. This is your year, and you got to get it done. I'm talking to every last listener. You got to get it done. Whatever God has put on your heart, you got to get it done. This is your year. My God, he is a mighty God. He wants you to use your mind and have faith. You know, in some of the podcasts and before, I was talking about faith. We said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We said that the faith is holy. Our faith is holy. And then we talked about how faith can be shaped and to do different things in the spiritual realm to bring about or bring into fruition what it is that God wants us to have. You know, he said, this is the primary motor cortex that I gave you to do the things that you need to do. You understand what I'm saying? This is what God is telling us. He said, it starts with the spiritual and then translates into the physical. My goodness. He just said it. He said, out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. Waters of information. And waters, because you know water, it moves. Don't you know water? Water can cause, electricity to be generated, you know. When it's flowing, you understand what I'm saying, and then that's movement. You know, it's related to motion and movement. He is a mighty guy. He said it's the primary cortex. All right, the primary cortex. Don't forget that, family. The primary cortex. God said, I am Jehovah Prime. He said that you have to put in that work. Put in that work, family. Don't give up. Use faith. Have faith. Keep moving forward. 2021 is your year, family. Now, I just like to leave that with you. You know, to drop that Jim, and just to leave and share this information with you. Now, and I'll be doing these podcasts like the fourth Wednesday in every month this year to try to continue to be an encouragement for you. God bless you, family, and may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. God bless you until next month. All right. God bless you.